Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
All right, ladies and germs, welcome back to the show. I'm here with Julio again. What's up, Julio?
What's up, Fox? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm back.
I know. You're back to work.
Yeah, man. I've been working out all week. Ain't been drinking as much. But I kicked it last night pretty hard.
Your forefather.
Yes, I did.
Forefather came out.
That's right. I got my two sleeping schedules last night. It's all good, man. I'm back, baby.
You got to have a good balance, you know. You can be a forefather for a couple days, and then you can be a regular guy.
Right.
I need to work on that. I tend to be a forefather for most of the week and a regular guy for like a couple hours.
Well, you got a crazy schedule though, man. Like you work all night. You hanging in there pretty good.
Trying.
So I did, Clem came on Friday, but I'm not going to air that yet. I don't know. She emailed me and she wanted to come back on. And then, so Saturday I'm going on Ghost Show for that. He wanted me to come on for Veterans Day. He's having like a bunch of veterans on, not a bunch. I don't know how many people he's having, but he's having me. And then, so I don't know if we'll probably air something. We'll probably do something next Sunday, but I'm not sure. So I got a couple of backups ready.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
You see where Zuckerberg was, you know about Zuckerberg was supposed to fight Musk, right?
Yep.
So he's trying, he put a picture on one of the social media or some shit saying that he tore his ACL and he showed a picture of himself in a hospital bed. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, it looks totally staged.
It looked like a photo op, didn't it? If you tear your ACL, I mean, yeah, you might have to have surgery, but it's not like a hospital stay, right?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it kind of seems like a cop-out. And the coincidence that came out at the same time, or relative to it, of the Joe Rogan and Elon Musk interview or podcast.
Yeah, what were they talking about? I don't really listen to his show.
Sorry.
Smoking that shit.
This one hit hard.
Smoking anyway. That shit. It's November 5th, ladies and gentlemen, 7:13 in the morning a.m. Julio's fucking smoking that shit.
Been smoking since a lot earlier. But Elon and Joe Rogan were talking about that Zuckerberg kind of backed out of it.
Oh, they were talking about that? Shit. Yes. See, I'm way behind the curve then.
Coincidentally, a torn ACL.
Right. So, yeah,
I really don't know. I don't know what to believe, but it's just the coincidence. The synchronicity. Yeah.
I hate that, man, when, like, the way Zuckerberg is training and shit, like he's going to fight somebody, but the real train, if you ain't getting hit in the face, you ain't doing shit. You know, if you ain't ready to take a punch in the face, it's like Tyson said that. Everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the mouth. Everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth.
You said that just like if that is funny. Man, you see these fights being picked by people like randomly?
Oh, yeah, man.
Man, it's getting out of hand.
And I don't trust half of this shit. Who was it that just beat Nate Diaz? Was it one of them YouTubers?
A Paul guy.
Yeah. Is that right? I can't keep up with that shit. Yeah. Even though I got all that pay-per-view now because I got a Fire Stick. But I don't know how to use the motherfucker. I tried to watch a fight like a week ago, and I couldn't find the motherfucker on there. It's supposedly on there somewhere. I don't know. I paid $90, and I got... No, I get all these fucking channels, dude. I paid $90, and I got my Fire Stick, and then I got like 6 months of
NFL, cover. everything.
And then after that, it's only $10 a month. I just gotta, yeah. I gotta like, you know, PayPal or fucking Zelle.
Yeah,
the dude $10.
Have to do it via Bitcoin or something.
Yeah, whatever. All right, what do you got?
Yeah, I was actually I was doing that for a while.
What's
I was
that?
Subscribing to like a Fire Stick thing.
Oh, you were like the man.
No,
or you
no.
were just getting it.
Getting it.
Okay.
And I had everything. I had the NFL package, MLB, NHL, like all the things I didn't even want to watch
or
care about. Because all I wanted was like the Broadway shows. But anyways.
Are you serious? Are you fucking with me? There you go with that shit again. Oh, that's the other thing. That's the other thing. When I was talking to Clem a couple nights ago, Friday. Was it Friday? Yeah, it was yesterday. No, Friday night. So she kind of, I don't know. She's like, I didn't know she was a lefty because she doesn't really act like it, but she is. And then she kind of said something about me. She didn't really accuse me of being a homophobe, but she kind of made me feel like a homophobe, right? And then I said, well, I do a show with Julio every week. What are you talking about? You know, and I kind of talked about how you were kind of like flamboyant and shit. I'm not even going to air it until I let you listen to it because I don't want to like put you on the spot, make you sound like some kind of something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I might have to find a way. I could probably find a way to email it to you or something after this. But what were you saying? You were talking about you got something you want to talk about.
Dude, I completely.
You were talking about the shows on Broadway. We were talking about the Fire Stick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I was on I was using, I forget what it was called, but this guy had a YouTube channel. And it was called Omi and a Hellcat. And so he wasn't doing anything illegal. I forget what it was, but dude, it was the best service I ever had. I had every sports package, every pay-per-view, every channel, and it was amazing. And then he got busted, not for doing streaming online or anything like that,
yeah,
but for tax evasion.
Oh, well, I got this guy I can hook you up with. For the Fire Stick. Like I said, you give him $90, you're good for like, I think it's 3 months, but he accidentally loaded me up for 6 months, so then I had to give him like another $30 or some shit like that. I'll hook you up. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
So what conspiracies you got?
Let's see. So that Tiffany Gomez lady, remember the lady on the plane?
Yeah.
It was like, that motherfucker's not real.
I know. I love that shit.
Yeah, she was pretty hot.
But the new one, it doesn't look like her. I sent you that. Right?
Did you?
Yeah, I said that's not her. This new lady does not fucking look like whoever the lady on the plane was. It's not the same woman.
Correct. Yeah, that it's really weird.
Yeah, like the one on the plane looked way more comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like the new one just looks like a business lady. Yeah, she's like fuck, I don't know what it's about, man, but it's not, it doesn't look like the same chick.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, maybe she wasn't fixed up and all that. But I mean, if you're going on a fucking plane ride, that's a long ordeal. You're gonna, I don't know, man. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like the same woman.
It doesn't. And that is really, really crazy. And for her to switch the story to say, you know, like, oh, I was just making this shit up. You know, I was just staging this or something. It just seems very odd, like, in terms of behavior. Did somebody tell her, like, you can't talk about this? Did right. somebody say, shut the fuck up, you know, straight up?
Yeah. And who's the new lady, right? So is that like a CIA plant, or is it like somebody that just found out that everybody wanted to know who she was, so she jumped on the opportunity to make money? You know, now you know she's making a lot of money.
Yeah, there's some people to say that she staged it with her husband or whoever she was traveling with. Maybe.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. Whoever, the lady in the original video does not look like the same chick that's doing all this shit now.
It does not.
I follow her on Instagram. I probably should fucking delete her because I don't even think it's her. And nothing, she's not putting up anything that I really want to see. I like the chick on the plane a lot better than the one that's on Instagram now. So,
yeah. So I got some things about like Toledo.
Oh, the hell's going on in Toledo? That shithole.
Some people want to know where the Satanic Temple meetings are.
I seen that.
Did you?
Was that on Reddit? Yeah, I think it was.
Apparently, there's some communities about it. I mean, I'm all for freedom, you know, for religion, whatever. I really don't care as long as you're a good human being. You know, and
right, right.
You can be satanic. I really don't care, but treat me fine and we'll be okay.
Yeah, don't be sacrificing my kids or my animals.
Yeah, don't be drinking my blood, man.
Ain't nobody drinking mine. I'd love for somebody to try to sacrifice me. Bring it on, people. We're here.
But it was kind of interesting. I was reading some of the comments. This is on Reddit, by the way.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you froze up for a second, but I was trying to ask you about that. I think I seen it on there. I seen it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like out of reality people. Right. It seems like kind of normal people for the most part. And that's okay.
It makes you like wonder, so these satanic people, is it more Luciferian, or is it like Malachian, or yeah, like, so what do they, I wonder what they, I'd like to know what they focus on, man. We should try to get one of them on here.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Like when I go to my parents' house at Central and Corey, Central and Corey or Whiteford, whatever it's called. There's a church, and it says Church of Christ Scientist. and it's a library. I want to go visit that place. I want to know what the hell it is.
Yeah, that's a trip.
What do they teach?
You should do that, man. That'll be something we could talk about on the next one.
Yeah, that's why I want to. That's why I got those. Remember, I told you I got those little mics to be able to do like
like Alex Jones in the Bohemian Grove.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
But I
sweet.
Can plug it into my phone and be able to have a mic on me and have a mic on somebody else on the road and kind of like figure shit out.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. Questions.
Yeah. But I got the wrong ones. I got the fucking iPhone ones. And we both have droids.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I was asking you if you had a droid or an iPhone.
No, mine's a Motorola, man. Old as fuck.
Me too.
It's got a good ass battery though. Every time this is a like a Motorola. It's got like a what do they call it? A G6 or some shit. And then every time something happens, I'll just order the same one. And the last time it was hard as fuck for me to find one on eBay. So I mean, it's so old. I don't think I'm gonna be able to get another one. I'm gonna have to upgrade next time or something. Yeah.
All right. So going back to Toledo. So the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services just announced that it had awarded a grant totaling $3,337,093 to Lucas County Mental Health and Recovery Service to fight opioid addiction and prevent overdose deaths.
Huh. So what does that mean? What does that mean to you?
I believe in Darwinian rules.
What?
I believe in just let nature do its course.
Oh yeah, these programs are bullshit.
$3 million,
right?
To help people not willing to help themselves, but we abandon so many other cultures, you know, like subdivisions of our culture. I don't know. Like, they're pushing this whole thing like everybody has to carry Narcan on them. I really don't subscribe to that. Am I a bad person because of that?
Well, that so the opioid crisis kind of goes along with homelessness, right? In a way. It's like, I call it the homeless industrial complex. Just like, I'm serious. So these cities, I mean, Toledo's not really a major city, but like New York City, L.A., San Francisco, you know, Portland, Chicago, the government will assign somebody to be like, you know, the in charge of homelessness or some, I don't know what the title would be. But they'll pay them like a couple $100,000 a year, right? So what are they going to do? Actually solve the problem? And then they don't have a job? No, they're not going to fucking solve the problem. Like I heard like out in L.A. Or no, it was San Francisco. So they will, like if they're close to like a McDonald's where they can go in there and use the bathroom and Wi-Fi, they'll chase them off. Say like, no, you got to go. You can't stay here. You got to go stay somewhere else. So they basically just try to get them farther away from a bathroom. And it's weird that they all have fucking cell phones, right? They go in there to use Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And use the bathroom. But yeah. So they make up these weird rules. Like, oh, no, you can't have a homeless community. And they actually have like fucking tent cities where they start building up and they'll like have the cops chase them out. No, you can't do it here. You got to get farther away from McDonald's. So basically they're trying to force people to shit in the street. I mean, they're not really doing that on purpose, but that's what's happening. Mm-hmm. And like I said, these motherfuckers are getting paid a couple $100,000 a year. They're not going to solve the problem. They're just trying to keep on, you know, tiptoeing around it, acting like they're doing little things that makes it, you know, makes that, you know, solidifying their job, making it look like they're doing something, but they ain't. So, yeah, what else you got?
I'm actually going to share this screen real quick. Hold on.
Well, at least you know how to do that, because I don't. I was trying to fucking show some shit on Instagram before we started recording. I'm going to fuck around with that after we get off of here and figure out how to do it.
Yeah, so this is what is coming. This is what is coming to us. This is in China.
Oh yeah, I knew about that.
30,000 people.
And one side of the apartment is basically just a big glass so they can see everything you're doing, right?
Yeah.
Yep. We talked about that. Was that me and you that talked about that on here? I remember
maybe
bringing.
You went deeper with somebody else, but I maybe we talked about it, but that is so ugly. That goes against like the kind of things that I enjoy. Like I believe in Tartaria. Like how come we don't build like we used to?
Right, you know, right.
That whole idea. Like these are ugly structures.
Yeah, and you have no fucking privacy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like,
and they can lock that building down.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It reminds me of fucking.
They already do that in China.
Oh, yeah. China is definitely the fucking starting point for all this shit. That's what it's all coming down to. But it'll be everywhere sooner or later. Correct. They're struggling to take our guns away. That's the only thing holding them back. I got to pause it real quick.
Okay. All
right. I had to get me some more coffee. That shit's hot as fuck.
You have like a regular coffee pot or like a Keurig?
No, I got a regular old school one.
Gotcha.
I can't do them Keurigs, man. They put... It's too much caffeine, man. I do like... When I make mine, I do like... I don't drink coffee to wake me up, because it don't do shit for me, man. It's just...
Taste.
No, it's not even that. It just makes me feel like a grown-up. Hey, who was you just talking to before you went outside?
Lisa.
Oh. And then you talked to your dog. You got to go outside? Yeah. He said no?
Yeah. Yeah, he never has to go outside.
That's crazy.
He holds it in like all day.
That would scare the shit out of me. But he don't never fuck up though, so it ain't no big deal.
Correct. So I really can't yell at him.
I can't remember what the fuck we were talking about. The homeless industrial complex.
Yeah.
That's the last thing I remember. Yeah, that's some crazy shit, man. I don't think they should give jobs or titles away like that, but you know, like I said, I don't think there should be a federal government anyway. There's way too much fucking government. Fucking nose is running, man. I got the urge to start drinking because it's my forefather day.
It is.
Man, Over this past 6 weeks, though, I mean, this whole week I probably only drank as much as I was drinking in like a day or two. And it was, does it make your nose run when you drink a lot?
Well,
I'm just saying you personally.
Yeah, but the withdrawal process does give you flu-like symptoms.
No, I don't get sick. I don't feel sick at all. It just makes my nose run, man, like I got this sore on my like I was blowing my nose so much I got almost like a cut underneath my nostril, and then it turned into like a nose herpes. Yeah, it's fucking. Yeah, I don't know what's
herpy pussy on your nose.
Something. Yeah, that's what it looks like. Luckily, I got a mustache. But if I didn't have a mustache, it would look terrible.
You've been given too many mustache rides.
Something. Now, I think it's from blowing my nose so damn much. But I do that all year long. I don't know what it's from.
Well, it could be like the dry air and the factories, you know, and the plants.
Well, no, it happened before I went back to work. I think it's from drinking, man. Like when I wake up early in the morning and start drinking, it fucks up my sinuses somehow.
It does dehydrate you.
Oh, maybe that's it. I don't know.
Yeah.
We need to get a doctor on here. We got a lot of questions. Ain't no fucking doctor going to come on here. But I did find one in, I found a lady in Cleveland. She's like anti-vax. Her name is Dr. Tenpenny or something like that. Okay. I was going to try to get her on here, but you know, they're fucking busy as fuck. She probably won't come on. We'll see. I never even reached out to her or nothing. So.
Go ahead. Did you hear that Meta trained an AI on 48 million science papers? And it was shut down after 2 days due to misinformation.
What kind of misinformation?
So this thing studied scientific papers. And then the Facebook filters or the Meta filters said that it was misinformation.
Also, basically, it found out some facts that the algorithm didn't like.
Correct. So that's why they shut it down.
So basically, the AI is fighting with each other. I mean, not really fighting, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting. Because, yeah, so their agenda is basically fucking themselves over, right?
Galactica is an artificial intelligence developed by Meta AI, formerly known as Facebook Artificial Intelligence Research, with the intention of using machine learning to organize science. It caused a bit of a stir since the demo version was released online last week, with critics suggesting it produced pseudoscience, was overhyped, and not ready for public use. And then the person says, I'm personally looking forward to the day when AI exposes fraud in many so-called sciences, such as virology, showing it as anti-science.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of interesting. I don't know. I've always been, like, weird about AI. I don't know if I should trust it or not.
If
you ask my kids, they would tell you, I love AI and robots more than humans. But I don't know.
You know what? When you were saying you love AI more than humans, it kind of fucked up. I started thinking about like Terminator, and then like none of the characters in the Terminator ever fucked one of the robots, did they? Am I right?
No, they didn't.
Maybe you could star in like some kind of AI porn. I'm trying to think of a name.
Don't.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right, so let's just abandon that one.
Yeah, I'm still thinking. So go ahead. You better hurry up and figure something out.
All right, so let's talk about BlackRock and Vanguard.
Oh, they own everything.
Oh, my God, no shit.
You know, Vanguard is a major shareholder in Chrysler, or whatever they call it now, Stellantis.
Yeah, they're the largest shareholders in 84% of the S&P 500 companies.
Right.
And own shares in 100% of those companies. So yeah. Apple, Google, Amazon, Microsoft, IBM, Disney, Netflix, Fox, CNN, Facebook, Twitter, ExxonMobil, Chevron, Tesla, Visa, JP Morgan, Chase Bank of America, MasterCard, PayPal, Pepsi, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Starbucks, Walmart, Raytheon, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, Johnson & Johnson and Moderna and Pfizer, just to name a few. They control in total nearly $20 trillion in assets. And to make it worse, their CEO has stated semi-publicly that their efforts to use companies profoundly outside influence to manipulate the global economy in their favor through aggressive involvement of the day-to-day proceedings of the corporations that answer to them. So they're manipulating the market.
Well, yeah. Well, not only do they own everything, but they own stock in each other, right? So It's BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street are the three big dogs, and they all own stock in each other. So that's how they can do this. That's how they can do this agenda that they're pushing with the Budweiser and Target thing that they've been doing with the trannies and all that. They even when the company loses money, they don't care. They don't care because they own everything. So let's say they stop shopping it or they stop buying Budweiser and they start buying Coors Light. It's okay because they own that too, right?
Yep.
So
it's not about the money, it's about the message.
Right. You keep saying that.
I know, man. No, I guess since you were talking about the whole tranny thing, so this is horrible. So hold your tongue for a little bit.
Oh, man.
But I'm going to share this screen. This Facebook group totally got me messed up. So this is the open.
You're freezing up. What'd you say?
I said, just look at these things.
All right. Venus Williams. Wait, go back. I want to tell the people what we're looking at. Venus Williams forfeits match against trans woman. I'm not playing a man. Well, good for Venus, man.
Hell yeah.
Go back up. Go back up. Oh, that's nothing. That's fake. Go ahead. Was that real, though, about Venus Williams?
Yeah.
Okay. What's this? Australia's new sweetheart. You don't even need to remove the clothes to tell. They don't even try our women's sports team. Oh, so that's a dude?
Yeah. But that's not what I'm going after.
Okay.
Here's what I'm going after. For example, look at this picture. You recognize a lot of these people, right? Amy Winehouse, Kim Kardashian, the Olsen twins.
Jennifer Aniston. I always thought she kind of looked manly. I don't want to be mean to nobody, but yeah, I always did think something was awful about
Margot Robbie?
I don't even know who that is.
She plays some character in Suicide.
Why does Mike Huckabee keep coming up? What's that about? Oh, shit. Yeah, I don't even know who that is either.
Mike Huckabee.
Right, over here to the right. On the right side of your screen.
Oh. It's because of that.
Oh, Adam's apple. You know who? Hey, you know what else? Who's this dude? Who's this major podcaster that used to be a kickboxer? He's real big now. He was like a pimp. He had what the fuck a guy's name?
Conor McGregor?
No. He wasn't famous about it, but he was supposedly a kickboxer, and He's like a major podcaster. I'll go ahead. Keep talking. I can't think of him.
This is Pink.
Pink. Oh, yeah. She's another one.
I mean, can a woman really get dick root?
Yeah, and in her face, too, man. She kind of looks like Billy Idol.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
What the?
Who's that? I don't even know who the hell that is. Princess somebody or...
That's not a princess.
Yeah, it's one of
the... That looks like one of the... That's one of Trump's women.
Yeah.
That's her, his first wife. Yeah, she looks a little manly.
They got Harvey Weinstein being a woman.
Oh, no. That's an ugly motherfucker. He looks like Throw Mama from the Train. The mom on Danny DeVito's mom.
Yeah.
That lady was, I don't know if she's still alive or not, but she was funny looking.
They say Obama was female.
Oh, I could see that.
That's why he's with Michelle or Mike.
Big Mike.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah. She's another one.
Yeah, they got...
Who was that, Whitney?
No, that's Donna Summer.
Oh, Donna totally Summer.
Makes 100% sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Bruce Jenner or Bruce Willis girls.
Yeah, they are kind of... But Demi Moore is kind of weird looking anyway. And she was G.I. Joe, G.I. Jane. Who's this dude?
Bjork. But yeah, this website kind of like...
Oh, Brooke Shields?
Yeah.
She's just got weird looking eyebrows.
So this site...
I could see it though.
Like for example, this is kind of interesting. This is Rihanna. She had this tattoo.
All right, what's the point?
Oh my God.
Who's that?
I don't even know. Some fucking weirdo. It looks nasty. But where did it go? This is a previous picture.
I mean, if you got that kind of money, you can get shit removed.
All right, you're too generous.
What do you mean? Think she's a clone or some shit?
I don't know. I think they did something.
Same thing happened with that Buffalo Bill dude that had a stroke right there on the field. Remember that? Remember who was that? I can't remember his name now. But he had like a neck tattoo. And then when he came back, everybody thought he died and stuff. And then he came back and said he was fine. But when he came back, he didn't have the neck tattoo.
Barbara Bush. And she's tied to Oliver Crowley.
Aleister Crowley.
Aleister.
Yeah. I don't really want her to be a dude because... That means that she didn't have Aleister Crowley's babies, right? So now all the Bushes are like offspring of Aleister Crowley. Yeah, Jennifer Aniston definitely fucking... She's got like the chin of a cartoon superhero, you know what I'm saying? Like, she definitely looks manly.
But the thing is, okay, so here's the thing. So Hollywood has kind of been pushing this all this time. Like, for example, a lot of these chicks, I think a lot of us grew up kind of liking or being infatuated with. You know what I mean? So have we...
Don't include me in that. I wasn't. You probably were.
Fuck you. But seriously, like, I don't know, like, I mean, I don't really believe this one.
What are they saying about, what's his name? Joaquin Phoenix? How you pronounce his first name?
Joaquin.
Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah, it's like walking.
Phoenix. Okay. So what's the point? What are they saying?
He might have been a chick.
It's an ugly chick.
Yeah, but that's fine. I don't care.
And it looks like he had like what they call that? You know when they, when your fucking lips fucked up when you're born?
Yeah.
Like what do they call that?
Palate, cleft palate.
Yeah, but oh, hair lip they call it. Oh, that's River Phoenix, little brother.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. What's this?
I don't even know who these people are.
All but, you know what? Don't even bring these chicks that are like into like weightlifting and shit.
Yeah.
They automatically start looking like dudes, so you can't really count that. Or maybe all these women just work out too much.
Sandra Bullock? Tell me, what guy does not find her attractive?
I don't. I got gaydar like a motherfucker. I can... nah, man. But, so like Pink, you were talking about Pink?
Yeah, she's got dick root.
But as muscular as she is, it starts to transform your face. It really does.
Yeah, this website's got me all like...
Okay, can we get off of this?
Yeah, we can. Let's go.
It's almost like you're fantasizing. It's like we're looking at Dolph Lundgren or something. Yeah, man. You're creeping me out. Nah, it's cool.
Okay.
But I ain't worried about it. All right, we're back. So you got any other topics?
Yeah. We got elections coming up.
We talking about Toledo or are we talking about
I guess Toledo.
Federal or what are we talking about here?
Toledo.
All right.
We got issue one, which is about abortion, and we got issue two, which is about recreational marijuana. Obviously, one is a no-brainer. The other one is kind of conflicting.
I mean, not really. Not where we live, because all you got to do is drive 5 minutes up the road. You can go to the fucking, what do you call those places that sell dope?
Dispensaries.
You can go to the dispensary up the street in Michigan. You can give them your fucking driver's license that says you have an Ohio address, and they'll still sell you shit. So, I mean, what's the difference? A shorter drive, that's the only difference.
Fuck yeah. I'm okay with that.
Everybody I work with smokes that shit and buys gummies and shit. So, I mean... Why don't they just fucking pass it? All you're doing is saving people gas money. Yeah, right?
More local money, I believe.
And then it puts more money into the fucking state taxes when they're buying the shit up the street anyway. Right?
Correct. But the bigger issue is the abortion one.
Yeah, what's that about?
Can we completely say that somebody that got raped at 10 years old has to live with the repercussions of that action for the rest of their lives, that they don't have an option for an abortion?
No, but, you know, that's probably a percentage of 1%. It's a fraction of 1%.
Yeah.
Because everybody else just wants to be fucking hippies and run around fucking all the time. Use protection. They don't, you know, that's 99% of it.
But the thing is, you cannot be the minority on living under the tyranny of the majority. Because a lot of people are doing this shit, and it's only a minor fraction, like just like you said, that get impregnated at a wrong time, in a bad situation, and they need these services. And if we vote for this, then they don't have an option.
True.
And then I mean, honestly, the hypocrisy of our society, we cannot afford to house these kids properly if we let them go all full term and get born. We can barely handle the foster system, and the foster system is littered with pedophiles. The foster system is littered with bad families.
True, yeah.
So it's just the hypocrisy of society. Like, let's just be real, and let's just enact more stable, common sense kind of like statues. Let's just not ban one thing and the other. Like, it can't just be black and white. There has to be a little bit of a gray area.
You got to be able to take a closer look at it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, some 18-year-old, 20-year-old woman, she just got knocked up because all she wants to do is fucking party.
Yep.
Well, you fucked up. Now you got to deal with it. You got to take care of that kid. That's your kid. That's your DNA. Correct. If you don't take care of this kid, it's going to wind up probably getting trafficked after it gets put in the system, right? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they got to come up with
And then we're screwing over the people that had no choice, that had no say in the thing. And that is just being bad humans.
Yeah. Well, that's the government, man. They don't... What do they make good decisions about anyway? Anything?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the opposite of Congress is progress.
Right. They try to protect us from ourselves when we're doing a lot... We do make a lot better decisions than they do. So we need to just fucking get rid of them.
We do.
All them motherfuckers. Everybody, I gotta settle down. Everybody's sleeping upstairs. What the fuck you doing? Yeah, that just makes your screen white. I swear to God, after this episode, I'm gonna get on here and I'm gonna practice sharing my screen. You know what I think the problem is? Because I use Google to get on Google Meet. I think I should use like Brave or Chrome or something. All right, you done playing with your flashlight?
Flashlight or flashlight?
Flashlight. And if you were playing with anything else, I'd be fucking closing this laptop.
Dude, I had a joint in my other hand.
I know. Smoking that shit. All right, you got anything? We got approximately 7 minutes left on this sound card. And this episode's been a fucking disaster.
No, it hasn't. You always say that. No, I really don't have anything. I just want to encourage people. Hey, if you order food online from an establishment, be nice to the people that are making your food.
No shit.
Because remember, you're going to eat the shit they send you.
Oh, yeah. You ever seen that movie Waiting?
Yeah, I've never done anything like that, but...
Oh, believe me, you haven't, but there's people that would for sure.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, there's people that would do it just for the fuck of it. They don't even know who the food's going to, but they think it's funny. Fucking with people's food.
Maybe that's in a slow establishment, but I'm not in one of those.
What do you mean a slow establishment?
Like... They just don't have enough like activity, so they come up with dumb shit to do.
Nah, man. There's fucking 16-year-old kids working at these places, and they will fuck with your food just because they think it's funny. And it don't matter if you're nice or mean or indifferent. They will fuck with your food.
Yeah. But trust me, I don't. Maybe it's an age thing, or maybe it's like a work culture thing.
Yeah.
But we definitely don't do that in my place. We can't afford to do any of that. All we can afford to do is pump out like good product.
Are you doing a? Who do you work for, Marcos?
No, Domino's.
Is this a Domino's commercial?
No, it's not. And maybe you should delete that or censor it.
No, why? You know how many fucking Domino's there are in this world? Yeah. Don't worry about it. But this is going to be a short one, right? What is it?
Yeah.
We got kickoff coming up at 1 o'clock. I'm going to watch the Browns versus the Cardinals. Cardinals are starting. They benched Kyler Murray because they don't want him to get hurt. They're trying to trade his ass. The trade deadline's already over, but they're gonna try to get rid of him in the off season, and they can't risk him getting hurt, so they're putting in this rookie. He was a fifth round pick. Now, if we can't win this game, I'm done for the year.
Oh man,
I'm done. They let me down every fucking year since 1999 when they came back. Right. And I love the Browns, but with that being said, I won't fucking wear a jersey with another man's name on the back.
You always say that, man.
I don't remember ever saying that on here. I might have said it in... Did I say it on the podcast?
I don't know.
Well, I'm just putting it out there, people. That. I'm just putting it out there to the men out there. And the women. Fuck that. Do not wear a fucking jersey with another man's name on the back of it.
I think it was when I told you I had a jersey, and you made fun of me.
I just don't do that shit. I'd have in the past, but you know, I grew up. Last time I wore it, no, I'm just kidding. I was probably around 40 the last time I wore a jersey, and then somebody, I don't know, deep down, I always knew that it wasn't right, but then it fucking just hit me one day. Like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, I got a bunch of them hanging in my fucking closet, but none of them are in the team anymore. I'm gonna sell them to some poor mother, sad ass motherfucker that wears another man's name on the back of his back.
Wow,
you can have them. Now you're a Ravens fan. You're a Ravens fan.
The Ravens today, they're doing the Seattle Seahawks.
I hope they get their ass kicked.
I don't know.
I said I hope. They probably win.
The Ravens have a better outcome.
Well, they're in first place. That's why I hope they lose.
What a hater. Lamar, man.
I'm not a hater. I'm just trying to make it more reasonable expectation for the Browns to make the playoffs. That's all.
Lamar's a beast. He changed the game.
Yeah, he's good, man.
Yeah, I have these cornhole boards with Baltimore Ravens shit on it.
All right. We'll have to check those out one day. All right, man. We got to end this quickly because this sound card's about to run out.
All right, man.
There's another shitty episode. I don't know.
It's the best.
You people can judge for yourself, all right? I ain't got time for all the bullshit I usually say, so Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.